Hey everybody, it's Thursday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching our Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, your Word is holy to us. Your Word is precious to us. And we ask you today for revelation of it. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work and produce results in our lives. And we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled The Dream Killer. And we're learning in this teaching how vitally important it is to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And to walk in the Spirit is the only way to enjoy the good dreams and the good plans that God has for us. If we give into the flesh and walk in the flesh, it will destroy every good dream, every good desire, every good plan that God has for us. So let's go back over to Galatians chapter 5, and let's look there at verse 16, which has been our foundation text for the broadcast this week. Verse 16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Now, friend, if you are going to walk in the Spirit and not walk in the flesh, one of the most important things that you're going to have to cultivate in your life is self-control. What is self-control? Self-control is the ability to make yourself do what you need to do that you don't want to do. And it's the ability to not allow yourself to do what you want to do that you don't need to do. This is self-control. Now let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and let's start reading there in verse 24. And the Apostle Paul is going to talk some by the Spirit of God about self-control and how important it is. In verse 24, he says this, "Know ye not that they which run in a race, they all run, but one receives the prize." Now, friend, you and I are running a race. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Let us run the race that is set before us." And so our lives in this earth and on this earth are a race, and we are running for a prize. In Philippians chapter 3, it said we're pressing towards the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so this scripture where he's talking about people running a race, this is applicable to our spiritual lives. And he says, "So run that you may obtain. And every man that strives for mastery or competes for a prize is temperate in all things." The word temperate means self-controlled. "Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are running a race and we are self-controlled to obtain a crown that is incorruptible." Verse 26, "I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beats the air, but I keep my body under and I bring it into subjection." And so what's he talking about in these verses? He's telling us that we too are running a race. We too are pressing towards a prize. And therefore, we have to be self-controlled. We have to keep our body under and not give in to the dictates of the flesh if we're going to run our race the way God wants us to. If we're going to do all the things that he sent us into this earth to do, if we're going to enjoy all the good things that he wants us to enjoy in this life, then we must have self-control to run our race that way. It's vitally important that you cultivate self-control in your life. If you're not self-controlled, you won't run your race the way God wants you to run it. You won't enjoy the things that you're supposed to enjoy while you're running your race. You won't do the things that God's called you to do while you're running your race. And so you and I must cultivate self-control. Come on, friend, have you ever had any desires try to come on you? Any feelings and carnal desires of the flesh try to come on you? Well, what must you have at that moment? You must have self-control, the ability to not allow yourself to do what your flesh wants to do, and the ability to make your flesh do what it doesn't want to do. Now, in Proverbs 25, 28, it says this, "He that has no rule over his own spirit." Now, the word spirit in that verse is referring more so to emotions and thoughts and your desires. Let me read that to you again. "He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls." The easy to read says, people who cannot control themselves are like cities without walls to protect them. And so this is very revealing, that lack of self-control will make you vulnerable to the enemy. What's that verse saying? A person who can't control themselves is like a city without walls. Well, a city without walls is a city with no protection. And a city with no protection is vulnerable to their enemies. And so self-control, or being weak in self-control, you'll follow the dictates of the flesh. If you're weak in self-control, if you lack self-control, you'll follow the dictates of the flesh. And following the dictates of the flesh, you are vulnerable to your enemy, and you will eventually be devoured by your enemy. So you and I, self-control is a big part of our safety. It's a big part of our success in this life. Because if we don't have it, we're going to give in to the flesh and be devoured by the enemy. Come on, but if we do have self-control, and if we're strong in self-control, then we'll follow the Spirit's leading, and the Spirit is going to lead us into a place of success, prosperity, protection. What do I mean by success and prosperity? I'm talking about you're doing what God sent you to do, and you're enjoying the good things that God's called you to enjoy in this life. And so self-control is vital to your safety, to your prosperity, and to your success. There will be things that you don't want to do, that you need to do if you want to prosper and success and have success and run your race the way God wants you to run it. There will be things that you need to do that you won't want to do. And if you have self-control, you'll be able to make yourself do those things. There's also going to be some things that you don't need to do that you want to do. And if you do them, you won't run your race, you won't prosper, and you won't have success. And so you need to have self-control so that you can make yourself do what you don't want to do, and so that you cannot allow yourself to do things that you don't need to do, come on, that you want to do. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32, the Lord says this, "He that rules his spirit is better than he that takes a city." So you can see from that verse that God places a very high value on self-control. What did he say? He that rules his own spirit is better than he that takes a city. He places a very high value on self-control, because when you and I have self-control, then and only then can we not be governed and dictated by the desires of our flesh. And then and only then can we follow the leadings and promptings of the Holy Spirit. And if we do that, if we follow the Spirit and aren't governed and dictated by our flesh, that is when we can run our race the way that God wants us to run it. Remember, the Apostle Paul said that if we're going to run our race, then we got to be self-controlled in all things. And so when we're self-controlled in all things, that's when we can run our race the way God wants us to. That's when we can do the things He's called us to do and enjoy the things He's called us to enjoy in our lives. And so how do you and I develop self-control in our lives? How are we going to do this? How are we going to develop self-control in our lives so that we don't give in to the flesh? Come on, so that we don't eat the sixth Twinkie. Come on, so that we don't say the thing to the person that the flesh wants us to say, but the Spirit of God's telling us not to say. How do we cultivate self-control in our lives so that we do the things the Spirit of God's leading us to do, so that we go to church when our flesh doesn't want to go to church, so that we read our Bibles when our flesh doesn't want to sit down and read the Bible? How do we cultivate self-control? Well, the first thing that you need to understand, friend, is that you and I as believers already have self-control given to us by way of the Holy Spirit who lives in us and by way of our recreated spirit. Galatians 5:23 says this, "The fruit of the Spirit, one of them is temperance." And temperance means self-control. The fruit of the Spirit, one of them is temperance. And what's that mean? That means that temperance is on the inside of you right now. It's part of your recreated spirit. In other words, when you got born again, your spirit was created in the image of God, and all of the fruit of the Spirit are on the inside of you right now. And so you have self-control. Say that with me. I have self-control. Now, it may not look like you have any. You may not be living like you have any, but you do have self-control on the inside of you. Now, all the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, faith, all those, temperance, they are like muscles in your body. They are muscles, per se, you could say, for your spirit. And what do I mean by that? Muscles that aren't used, muscles that aren't exercised, will stay weak. And so you might be weak in self-control because you're not exercising any self-control, but that doesn't mean you don't have self-control. Come on, a person that doesn't work out might look like they don't even have a bicep muscle, but that doesn't mean they don't have one. We're just not seeing it because they don't exercise it, and so their bicep muscle isn't very defined and it's very weak. The same thing is true when it comes to self-control. Friend, you and I have it. We might be weak in it, but that doesn't mean we don't have it. And so if we want to get stronger in self-control, it's very important, number one, that you believe you have it, and then number two, that you start exercising self-control right now, doing something. Make yourself get up early and read your Bible in the morning. You might not allow yourself to have certain kinds of food or whatever it may be, but you start practicing self-control. You make yourself exercise. And if you will start exercising and practicing self-control and use the self-control that you have on the inside of you, what will happen is, just like when you work out a muscle, your muscle will get stronger. When you start exercising self-control in your life, that self-control muscle will start to get stronger. But you will not develop a muscle that you don't exercise. And so this is how you and I are going to get stronger in self-control. We're going to start right now where we are, and we're going to start exercising self-control with something in our lives. And friend, I'd encourage you, pick something out and start right now. Start doing something. Make your flesh do what it doesn't want to do. Make it go to bed earlier than it wants to go to bed. Make it wake up earlier than it wants to wake up. Make it exercise. Don't allow it to eat what it wants to eat. Make your flesh sit down every day for 20 minutes and 30 minutes and read your Bible. Start making your flesh do what it doesn't want to do. Exercise some self-control. Friend, when you start to do that, you're going to get stronger in it. And when you get stronger in it, it's going to be much easier to follow the Spirit and not be governed by your flesh. This is good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, one of the most important things that you can develop as a believer is self-control. Self-control will help you walk in the Spirit and not be governed by the flesh. Number two, lack of self-control makes you vulnerable to the enemy. And then number three, the way to develop self-control is to exercise and practice self-control in your life. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it's our heart's desires to get strong in temperance, to get strong in self-control. so that we don't give in to the dictates of our flesh. And so, Lord, I just release faith over the internet audience today. And Lord, we ask you to show each one of us where we need to start, where self-control is concerned. Show us what we need to do to start practicing it in our lives so that we can get stronger at it, so that we can keep the flesh under and follow your spirit. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to close out this series entitled The Dream Killer. We'll see you then.